Episode 62. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner, and will be your host today. The Builder creational pattern allows you to hide all the details needed to create a complicated object behind simple steps that another object will direct. This lets you change either how things get built or the steps that are used independently of each other. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code free live class? Text PROGRAM to 44222 and you'll be on your way. The basic description says that this pattern separates the construction of complex objects from their representation so that the same construction process can create different representations. All right, let me try to explain what that means so you can understand it. I haven't used an example of building a house yet, so let's use that for today's analogy. One way to think of building a house would be to, step one, build the foundation. Step two, build the floor. Step 3, build the walls. Step 4, build the room. Step 5, add the windows and doors. And step 6, add all the trimmings such as flooring, lighting, appliances, etc. That's not the way this pattern works. I just wanted to mention it to get this out of the way. You see, all those things are the details that this pattern is supposed to hide behind the representation. There's a lot more details that I completely skipped, but are actually very important. For example, plumbing or heating. Wouldn't be much of a house without those. But different buildings, either for different purposes, such as commercial versus residential, or in different locations, such as cold northern regions versus tropics, or, since this is software we're talking about, for actually building versus testing purposes, we'll each have drastically different ideas of what details are important. So let's let the builder classes worry about those details. What we do is create an abstract builder class that has simple steps for building a house, and then concrete builder classes that actually do whatever they need to do. So, if steps like building the foundation, floor, and walls is not correct, then what kinds of steps should the abstract builder define? I'll explain this right after this message from our sponsor. Even the most famous programming experts had to start somewhere. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to 44222 now. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. You get tangible results from the beginning. Text the word PROGRAM to 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. The steps I listed earlier are not just the wrong steps because of the details. They also don't allow much variation in what gets built. The description of this pattern described how you could have different builders that each built something different, but I think it missed another important aspect, and that's the ability to have different directors. What's a director? In this pattern, you have a client which is in control of everything. This is very similar to real life. I'm not making this up. I keep telling everybody about how easy it is to learn how to program if you just think about programming as it relates to real life scenarios. This is a really good example. Okay, so the client knows what it wants to build and selects a specific concrete builder. A company would select a commercial builder class. A young couple just starting out would select a simple home builder for whatever climate best fits their area. A software test engineer would select a builder that just keeps track of everything without actually building anything, so the actual result can be compared with another result to look for bugs. Once the specific builder class is selected, the client also needs to select a director and let the director know about the builder that was chosen. This step deviates a bit from real life. In real life, this step would match the selection of a contractor and some blueprints. Here, the director may or may not need any plans. Some directors just know how to build one type of building. Other directors might know a bit more and understand how to read the plans from a file. When I say that a director just knows how to build one type of building, remember that this is from the director's perspective. The director just issues commands to the builder. It's the builder that actually turns those commands into the finished product. What kinds of steps are appropriate then? For that, we need to think more in terms of what the client wants instead of what we think needs to happen. Instead of assuming that we need a foundation, we let the concrete builder decide that. I mean, if this is a builder for a jungle hut, then we certainly don't need a foundation. We don't even need a floor. What we do want are rooms, doors, windows, and even levels. Some builders might decide to completely ignore steps, or to take drastic or unexpected actions to accomplish those steps. That's all up to the builder. Instead of the steps that I listed earlier, more appropriate steps for this pattern to build a house would be: Step 1, add a first story. Step 2, add a second story. Step 3, add a room number 1 with an entry on the first story. Step 4, add a room number 2 with a garage door on the first story. Step number 5, add a door connecting rooms 1 and 2. A builder interface that allows for steps like those can now support directors that want to build a house in the suburbs or a 10-story office building. You want to find steps that are common to various buildings, and these are expressed in terms that the client may be interested in. Then you let the actual builder classes worry about all the details needed to construct whatever steps the director asks for. When you follow this pattern, the director thinks it's building a house and following the steps that it knows about. But behind the scenes, maybe the client has provided the director with the shipbuilder. As long as the shipbuilder can implement the methods in the abstract builder class, then the client ends up with a yacht instead of a two-story house. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning, but even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.